Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. His kunya is Abu Abdurrahman. He is Al-Hudhali, from the tribe of Hudhal. Naam, also, it is mentioned that he is from the Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen, from the first and foremost and from the vanguard of Islam, from the first of those to accept Islam. Not only is he from the Muhajireen, but he's from the very first of those who accept Islam. As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaluna min al-Muhajireen wal-Ansar. He's from them, radiyallahu anhu. This particular companion, may Allah be pleased with him, he witnessed the battle of Badr and all of the battles after that with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of the major battles. And before that, likewise, this particular companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he made the hijrah two times. He made the hijrah to Habasha in the fifth year after the harm of the mushrikun in Mecca became so severe. He made the hijrah to Habasha with those who went first. And then likewise, whenever some of the muhajirun that went to Habasha, they came back after they heard a rumor that Quraysh had accepted Islam. He was from those who came back. And many of them, whenever they got near Mecca, they found that the rumor was not true and they went back immediately. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was from those who entered Mecca and they harmed him greatly. But he was able to return. So the Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he's from the As-Sabiqoon al-Awwalun. He's from the first and foremost to accept Islam. And he is from those who migrated to Habasha and to Al-Madinah. And he witnessed the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud and the great battles after that with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's been narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu that he said, قَدِمْتُ أَنَا وَأَخِي مِنَ الْيَمَنِ فَكُنَّا حِينًا وَمَا نُرَى إِبْنَ مَسْعُودٍ وَأُمَّهُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَيْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He mentioned that Abu Musa radiyallahu anhu, he said, I came, me and my brother, from Yemen, meaning to Medina, and for a long time, and for a long period of time, we thought that Ibn Mas'ud and his mother was from the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We thought that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and his mother radiallahu anha were from the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Min kathrati dukhurihim wa luzumihim lahu. Because of how often they would enter upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would be with the Prophet. Whenever he came from Yemen, he came from outside, and then he would see the companions like this. He seen Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and his mother, and he thought that they were from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of how much they'd enter into his home and how much time they would spend with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, this great companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, it has been mentioned by Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu that he said, "Inna ashbah an-nas dallan wa samtan wa hadyan bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la ibnu ummi abd min hini yakruju min baytihi ila an yarjiya ilayhi la nadri ma yasna'u fi ahlihi idha khala." Hudhayfa, he mentioned that the one who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most with regards to his manners and his etiquettes and his dress and his appearance, the way that he would speak and the way that he would walk, and in all of his outward appearance and the way that he would deal with the people, it's called al-hadyu, was samt, with dal. They have similar meanings, like the hay'ah and his appearance and the manner that he would speak and the manner that he would move and the manner that he would walk, like this. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he said, the one who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, with regards to his manner, his speech, his talk, his walk, the way that he dealt with the people, was the great companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. After the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he went to Al-Kufa, and he had many students in Al-Kufa, and they would learn from him. Al-Kufa is in Iraq, and he had many students that he would teach there. From the great students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was a student named Alqama ibn Qais al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the Tabi'een. He was a student of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But what has been mentioned in Sir Al-Alama Nubala by Al-Dhahabi, it's been mentioned a great benefit And the Salaf, they would say, لم يكن أحد من الصحابة أشبه هديا وسمتا ودلا من ابن مسعود بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's a hadith for this. He said, but this is what the Salaf, they would say. No one from the companions would resemble the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his manner and his dress and his conduct and his speech and the likes and his walk and the likes like this and his appearance, the way that Abdullah bin Mas'ud would resemble him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they would say, وَكَانَ أَشْبَهُ النَّاسِ بِهِ عَلْقَمَةً. And the one who resembled Abdullah bin Mas'ud, they're mentioning a chain now. Those who resembled in the manner and the conduct and the appearance and the walk and the talk and the speech, the best. The one who imitated him from his companions the most in this manner, Abdullah bin Mas'ud. The one who imitated Abdullah bin Mas'ud and resembled him the most, Alqama ibn Qais al-Nakhai. He said, وَكَانَ أَشْبَهُ النَّاسِ بِأَلْقَمَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And the one who resembled Alqama the most, Ibrahim al-Nakhai. وَكَانَ أَشْبَهُهُمْ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ مَنْصُورُ بْنُ الْمُعْتَمِرِ. And the one who imitated and resembled Ibrahim the most was Mansur ibn al-Mu'tamir. And the one who resembled him the most, وَأَشْبَهَ النَّاسِ بِهِ سُفْيَانُ الثَّوْرِ. And the one who imitated Mansur ibn al-Mu'tamir the most and resembled him with regards to his manners and his conduct and his speech and his dress and his appearance and his walk and the likes, was Sufyan al-Thawri. وَأَشْبَهُ النَّاسِ بِهِ وَكِيعُ. And the one who imitated and resembled al-Thawri the best was Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. رحمه الله تعالى وأشبه الناس بوقيع فيما قاله محمد بن يونس أحمد بن حنبل. The one who resembled and imitated وقيع the most and was most resembling him with regards to his manners and his conduct and his speech and his walk and the likes like this was أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى. And then mentioning after that, the one who resembled and followed Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى the most was Abu Dawood al-Sijistani. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We see that the Salaf, they would learn from their Mashaykh and they would follow them. Especially if they knew that he was somebody who was stern in following the Sunnah. That they would look at him and watch him and they would follow his way, the way that he prayed and the way that he walked and the way that he dressed, the way that he carried himself like this. And they would strive to be like this in this manner. Because of the sternness of that individual in following the sunnah. The sternness of that individual in following the sunnah. So this is a great chain. We see those who follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and resemble him the most in his conduct, in manners, and his appearance was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Likewise, from the virtues of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was that Abu Bakr and Umar, both of them, radiallahu anhuma, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq wa Umar Ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhuma, both of them, it has been narrated, basharahu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala man ahabba an yaqra al-Qur'an ghadban kama unzila, falyaqra ala qira'ati ibni Umi Abd. That they both gave him glad tidings. Umar and Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhuma, they came to Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, and they told him that the Prophet said about him, whoever would like to recite the Qur'an, غضبًا, meaning كما أنزل, in a manner that it was revealed, without any changes, without having any changes. غضبًا means fresh, but before it's changed, before it has any changes. Like this, whoever would like to recite the Qur'an precisely the way that it was revealed, then let him recite it the way of the recitation of Ibn Umi Abd, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So we see that this great companion, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're the best of the people after the prophets. We should learn something about them. And that way we can follow them, we can love them, and we can strive to be from them. And as it has been mentioned that al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, that a man, he will be with those whom he loves. And if we don't know who they are, then how can we love them? But we hope that Allah will accept from us. And we say, wallahi, we love Abdullah bin Mas'ud. We love him. And we love all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even, like Anas mentioned, that there's no way I could reach the status of Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhuma, but I love them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Al mar'u ma man ahab," then an individual, he'll be with the one whom he loves. So then we love the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we hope to be with them.